incantation. The theme of how far a parent would go to save their child is a pretty popular one in media, with plenty of grizzled action stars tearing through bad guys in order to keep their kids safe. This theme, of course, also pops up fairly often in horror films as well, but in these cases, the threat is typically much less surmountable, with parents often facing hopeless scenarios and usually requiring some sort of sacrifice on their part to see their kids through it. Incantation is a Taiwanese found footage film from 2022 that takes this theme and wraps it in mysticism, as a mother goes through a series of escalating steps to keep her daughter safe from a pretty terrible curse. Let's take a look. The film begins with various home videos and a voiceover by a woman named Lee Ronan, who states that our intentions can change outcomes of reality. An insignia then appears on screen as she states that this is how blessings work. She then appears on camera herself and explains that 6 years ago, she violated a terrible taboo, and anyone who was close to her began suffering from horrible misfortunes. She hopes that by making this video and sharing a special insignia and incantation with viewers, they will help her spare her daughter from the curse. We see some footage of her parents getting into a car accident, and then her father, seemingly in some sort of a trance, stepping into traffic. There's also footage of her taking in a video camera to a police station, with the officers dying shortly later, as she explains that the more you understand the curse, the greater it affects you. She urges viewers to memorize the insignia and repeat the incantation in order to save her daughter. The footage flashes back to some time prior, when Ronan is filming a video diary as she retrieves her daughter, Dodo, from foster care. Ronan seems a bit aloof, and Dodo doesn't really regard her with any recognition. Speaking with the manager of the foster home, Ming, he says that Dodo is special, and she calls him Dad, the only one of the foster children to do so. The footage then cuts to 6 years prior, with Ronan in a mental institution claiming that she entered a tunnel that she wasn't supposed to and is now cursed. She also states that she gave her baby away because of the curse, and that anyone who learns about the curse will encounter misfortune, even seeing video footage of the tunnel she went into. Back in the present, Ronan nervously departs from the foster home with Dodo, with this being the first time they've been together since Ronan gave her away as a baby. Dodo wonders why they're filming everything, to which Ronan says that she used to be sick and couldn't take care of her, but now that they're together, she wants to film it so that they can watch it together when she's older. The two get along well enough, but some strange things start to occur, including one of Ronan's windows breaking and Dodo staring at something off camera. After Dodo falls asleep, the power in the house goes out, and Ronan hears a screaming sound coming from the apartment complex's elevator. While checking on Dodo, her toilet suddenly flushes by itself, and when Ronan turns around, Dodo runs out of the room. Ronan finds her repeating her name in a trance before breaking out in screams. It's clear that the curse has not disappeared. Cutting back to 6 years ago, Ronan is with her boyfriend Dom and his cousin Yuan while filming a video for the trio's online channel, Strange Murmurs. They're traveling to a remote mountain village to visit and film the supposed tunnel that you must not enter as part of their Ghostbusters series. While driving, they accidentally run over a small statue of a female deity, and we learn that Dom and Yuan's granduncle is a resident of the village, with the villagers practicing an esoteric religion that worships a deity known as Mother Buddha. Ronan, currently in the early stages of pregnancy with Dodo, gets sick on the side of the road before they proceed into the village. Dom and Yuan's granduncle is pleased to see them, but was not informed that Ronan would be visiting as well, reminding them that this is a private family ritual. He tells Ronan that she can drive back down the mountain by herself and return once the ritual is finished, confusing the three. After some of the villagers convene, however, an elderly woman examines Ronan's hand before allowing her to stay. As they travel through the village, a number of the villagers all make the same specific hand gesture, which was seen earlier in the film when Ronan was performing the incantation, and they also see a young girl having letters tattooed upon her back. Yuan asks his granduncle about the tunnel, but he just replies that they're here to worship, not play around, before shutting off his camera. Back in the present, Ronan is with a coworker when he notices a large number of larvae scattered around Ronan, as well as being inside of her purse. She panics and crushes one on her shirt before being called by the principal of Dodo's preschool. It seems that Dodo bit a fellow student after he teased her for being crazy. Worried that the curse is still around, Ronan chants a mantra to herself later that night to assure herself that she has recovered. Dodo then begins shouting for her from her bedroom, but upon entering, she finds nothing amiss, despite Dodo insisting that there's something bad on the ceiling. Ronan plays along to comfort Dodo, who tells her that she has to lead it out of the room by its hand. As she does so, though, Dodo yells for it to get down, implying that it avoided being led out of the apartment. The next day, Dodo's principal tells Ronan that she has been very distracted in class, staring at the ceiling and talking to herself. She told her classmates that she saw a faceless entity on the ceiling. While playing at school, a teacher manages to capture footage of a grotesque arm reaching out for Dodo. And that night, while playing with her toys, Dodo says that she's covered their eyes as they don't want to see the entity. Ronan confides with her that she used to see things too, but if you keep thinking about them, they'll live in your head. If she's feeling scared, she should just close her eyes and say her three favorite things out loud. While being tucked into bed, Dodo asks her mom if she threw her away because she was scared of monsters too, to which Ronan just replies that she's not scared anymore. In the past, the three are preparing to take part in the sacred ritual, which Yuan is secretly filming. They offer up talismans with their names written on them, and they're told that they cannot use those names here anymore, and they must return every 10 years to worship Mother Buddha. Ronan is also told that Mother Buddha likes the little girl inside of her, and once she has a name, it must be offered up as well. This declaration disturbs Dom and Ronan, who weren't even aware that Ronan was pregnant. They proceed to secretly film the villagers performing the incantation from earlier in the film, but they're caught by the young girl with the tattooed back. She asks if they want to go somewhere fun, and she leads Ronan into a building, telling Dom and Yuan that they cannot come in. Inside, the girl disappears under a table, and Ronan looks around at various religious objects before noticing what appears to be blood dripping from the ceiling. The girl then emerges with a bucket containing frogs, and she gives Ronan some strands of hair, telling her to feed it to them. After doing so, she notices that one of the girl's ears is mutilated, with the girl explaining that she was chosen by the gods, so Mother Buddha took her flesh to bless everyone. Suddenly, a number of small statues nearby turn to face Ronan, and the girl bows Ronan's head down as she chants the incantation, before they're caught by another villager and scolded. In the present, Ronan is celebrating Dodo's birthday, but gets preoccupied with a client for her job, leaving Dodo with the video camera. Dodo speaks to someone off camera and travels up to the roof of the building, placing the camera down as she climbs up onto the ledge, seemingly based on the commands of an unseen entity. She then slides off of the ledge and falls, but fortunately it was only a short drop, and she returns holding a large knife. Continuing to follow some unheard commands, she enters a room filled with Buddha statues and begins loudly chanting the incantation. As the door creeps open, a larva begins moving animatedly in the foreground. It turns out that the room belongs to Ronin and contains a number of her past possessions from her time doing strange murmurs, including the videotape from their time at the Mountain Village. Dodo is watching the tape when Ronin bursts in and grabs her before rushing her to the car, where Dodo begins having a seizure. She rushes her to the emergency room, where it's determined that she's paralyzed and it's possibly brain-induced. Ronin meets with Ming the following day, who gives her a talisman that one of the other social workers retrieved from a temple for Dodo a few days ago, with her name on it. Ronin begins breathing heavily and tosses it aside, insisting that she didn't ask for that. We then see some footage taken from the school during a glass-blowing exhibit, in which the woman who retrieved the talisman wanders over in a daze, takes a rod with molten glass on the end, and places it into her mouth. Back in the past, after being caught by the villagers, the three are told to leave the following morning, locking them in their room until then. It doesn't take long, however, for them to break out, with Ronin worried about the young girl and wanting to find her. They approach the tunnel that must not be entered, although Ronin gets increasingly sick, and they're forced to hide again as the villagers emerge in another ritual, featuring loud chanting of the incantation and a procession. In the present, footage of Ronin trying to help Dodo with her paralysis is intercut with her grappling with her own paranoia over the curse. She speaks with a doctor and shows her the videotape, with the doctor asking if she's afraid of not being forgiven, or if she's afraid she can't forgive herself. Is she afraid of the curse, or is she afraid she'll go crazy again, as the world is as you see it? Unfortunately, the court revokes Ronin's custody of Dodo due to her physical health, but Ronin refuses to sign the notice that the social workers bring to her. Instead, she sneaks Dodo out of the hospital, with various social workers scrambling to find her. Ming notices Dodo in Ronin's car when Ronin runs back inside, and he asks her if she'd like to go back to his home instead. Dodo says yes, but asks what about her mom, conflicting Ming, until Ronin returns and he helps her escape. In the past, after the ritual is finished, the three find the young girl unconscious and covered in tattoos in front of the blocked tunnel entrance. Dom and Ronin are worried about the girl, wanting to take her down the mountain to a doctor, while Yuan insists that they have to check out the tunnel after they came all this way. He then abruptly kicks in the blocked door, and they hear what sounds like a scream and a baby crying coming from the ominous tunnel. Ronin is now worried that there might be other children in there, so Dom agrees to go in with Yuan to investigate. While waiting outside, Ronin notices a large amount of blood on her pants, before she sees Yuan screaming and rushing out of the tunnel, dropping his camera as he flees into the village. Ronin waits desperately for Dom to come out, but he does not, until eventually some villagers come in and pull his body out, with one of them slapping her as she weeps. She's later approached by the young girl, who brings her something to drink, but Ronin hysterically smashes the jug and takes the camera into the village to look for Yuan. The village is eerily still, aside from someone yelling, "Don't ask," and she stumbles upon a pile of bloody bones from some animal, as well as bowls filled with worms. She then finds the villagers in a room, bowing and chanting before the burning corpse of Dom. She's approached by Yuan, who viciously attacks her and bites her arm before stopping and spitting out his teeth and running off. Ronan turns and sees the villagers standing behind her, half naked and covered in tattoos, before Yuan's body suddenly falls from a roof near her, causing her to scream and rush to her car, fleeing from the village. In the present, Ronan and Ming are driving on a remote road to take Dodo to a temple, where they begin to loop on the same section of the road over and over. There also appears to be some sort of figure hanging from a pole on the side of the road, freaking the two out. When Ming tries to back up to get out of the loop, the car stops next to the pole. Upon hesitantly looking out, however, the figure is no longer there, but there's suddenly loud thumping noises on the top of the car. The thumping increases in frequency, becoming frantic as Ronan begins repeating the incantation over and over, soon being joined by Ming, before the thumping stops as abruptly as it started. At the temple, an elderly couple takes the video camera and begins performing a ritual in an attempt to remove the curse. They also feed Dodo some herbs as part of it, and tell Ronan that she must not let Dodo eat for 7 days. They are putting their lives on the line for this, and if she can't do that, they should just stop now. Ronan agrees, and the footage cuts back to earlier, when she initially interviewed Ming, who says that he wants to know what it feels like to raise a child into an adult, as foster kids just come and go. Later, when he was in the car with Dodo, he asked her if she likes her mom, despite her being quite strange, and Dodo replied that she does like her because she's her mom. After the encounter at the temple, Ming texts Ronan telling her that he took the video camera so he can find out what happened, as he wants to know how it feels to be a real dad, taking care of Dodo. The next day, Ronan steals a kite that Dodo liked because a shop owner wouldn't sell it, and the two spend the day on a beach flying it. Dodo seems well again, but unfortunately that night, she breaks out in a fever, so Ronan rushes her to a clinic, finding it to be closed. She travels to another one, but the doctor there tells her that he can't inject Dodo with a shot on an empty stomach. Forced between breaking the ritual or potentially letting Dodo die, Ronan opts for administering an IV drip, but Dodo's condition grows worse, breaking out in a rash across her body. She becomes extremely weak, and Ronan expresses her guilt over bringing Dodo home to live with her. In the end, Ronan can't force her daughter to suffer in this way, so she breaks down and feeds her. Meanwhile, Ming has been working on restoring the damaged video files from the camera, using a piece of software to repair it. He notes that it keeps stalling, and the more of the video he watches, the worse he feels, showing footage of a tooth falling out of his mouth. He begins to wonder if it's a curse. He also remarks on the unique hand gesture that the villagers perform, which seems to be a variation on a Tibetan Buddhist gesture meaning to collect blessings. The villagers, however, reverse the gesture, possibly meaning to spread blessings. After doing some more research on the various talismans and tattoos seen in the village, Ming determines that there's a hermit monk who can still translate ancient Buddhist scripture, and he hopes to find him to get some answers. He proceeds to travel by plane to get to the remote temple where the monk lives, and he forwards the video of the interview with him to Ronan. He also says that the video of the tunnel has been repaired, but he's not going to send that. He then admits to her that he was the one who called social services on her, as he didn't believe her story and felt that her getting custody of Dodo was unfair to him. If anything should happen to him, he hopes that she'll tell Dodo that he was very happy that she was willing to call him dad. Unfortunately, shortly afterwards, the curse takes its full effect, and Ming begins repeating his name over and over while slamming his head into his desk, until he ceases moving. After viewing Ming's video, Ronan receives the video of the tunnel on her phone multiple times, causing her to panic and toss her phone aside. She then inspects Dodo, finding her condition has grown even worse, with the rash turning grisly and bloody across her body. Realizing that feeding her was the worst option, Ronan forces Dodo to vomit out the food, but Dodo also vomits out a worm along with it. Panicking, Ronan rushes Dodo back to the temple, finding it dark and quiet, before discovering the body of the elderly man. The woman, facing a door, asks if she fed Dodo, before telling Dodo that when Ronan was pregnant, she was going to give her to the gods. The woman begins scratching her neck, causing blood to pour down, still facing away from Ronan. And when Ronan tries to flee with Dodo, the doors suddenly shut. When Ronan turns back, the woman is gone, and her light starts to flicker. The woman appears to spontaneously flicker in and out of view, still facing away, until she suddenly rushes at Ronan. Ronan stumbles backwards, finding the woman collapsed on the ground, and looks up to see Dodo hovering in midair. Dodo then rapidly plummets to the ground, and Ronan scrambles forward. That brings us back to the start of the film, where Ronan, left with no other choice, makes a video to beseech viewers to perform the incantation in the hopes that it will lessen Dodo's curse. She shows the interview with the hermit monk, who explained that the incantation is an ancient religious blessing, part of a religion that worships the Mother Buddha deity. This is a malicious deity, and she says that for generations, the villagers have had a huge karmic debt and must use the incantation to receive blessings. The more people who chant it, the more powerful the incantation becomes. Dodo is taken to a hospital, where the doctor informs Ronan that she is severely dehydrated and malnourished, and the bacterial infection has spread across her whole body. He tells Ronan that it's not looking good, and she should prepare for the worst, which isn't exactly spectacular bedside manner. Sitting in the hospital, Ronan decides to watch the video of the tunnel on her phone. And at the same time, Dodo wakes up and begins walking out of the hospital, seemingly guided by the hand by an unseen entity. She walks up to the unconscious body of a girl covered in tattoos before falling unconscious and being taken back to the hospital. The nurse mentions to Ronan that she heard Dodo mention something, which was her three favorite things, and Ronan breaks down in sobs. Later, Ronan approaches the tattooed girl in the hospital, who is still unconscious, and she proceeds to take a knife and cut off her other ear, as the girl had mentioned years back that she was chosen by the gods, and Mother Buddha took her flesh to bless everyone. We're then finally shown the video of the tunnel that must not be entered, with Dom and Yuan finding a small offering site, with a talisman reading, "Blessing and curse depend on each other." They then hear sounds coming from further within the tunnel, and come up to a barrier constructed of cloth talismans. The two decide to cut through it and continue on, finding numerous mirrors placed through the tunnel. They move one particularly large double-sided mirror aside, and find an altar with several locks of hair on it, followed by another altar with teeth on it. Finally, they come to the end of the tunnel, where an ominous statue sits, two of its hands in the gesture, and a veil over its face. The sounds seem to be coming from the statue, so Dom lifts the veil to look underneath. He then pauses, before asking what his name is, at which point Yuan tells him. Dom then begins frantically eating a lock of hair as Yuan panics and starts pulling him back out of the tunnel. Hands start grasping out of the walls as the mirrors all topple down and crash, and the light goes out on the camera. Yuan turns on the night vision, but there's very little light to be had, and he begins groping around, calling for Dom. He hears some strange sounds before Dom comes into view and begins smashing his face into a wall. When Yuan approaches, Dom suddenly turns, his face covered in holes, causing Yuan to freak out and flee from the tunnel. Ronan continues to grapple with the guilt of what she's done to her daughter by taking her back in, and she decides that she's going to leave her again. She urges Dodo, if she wakes up and sees this, to forget her own name and to forget Ronan. She tells her to be as happy as she can throughout life, and that she won't hurt her anymore. Ronan then covers herself in tattoos and travels back to the village, finding it abandoned and the tunnel still open. She goes inside, finding it just as it was at the end of the video, but she begins smashing some of the mirrors and repositioning various things. Upon approaching the end, she looks at her arm, seeing it covered in bloody rashes, and she takes out the mutilated ear from the girl. She bows before the altar to Mother Buddha and urges viewers to recite the incantation with her. She then reveals the full translation of the incantation as provided by the monk. It reads, "Silent bless, silent pray, holy hell, heaven spell, death summon, life collect, wish connect, fate link, birth offer, take circle, balance share, suffering Buddha mother, yours, mine, God all one, spread, join, agony deity, sacrifice spirit, meat, soul, blood, flesh, mind, we are all one. We are all one. Recite, chant. Recite, chant. Names to share. Fate connects. Names to share. Fate connects. Pray silently. Pray silently. Answer your name silently. Answer your name silently. I do. I wish. I agree, I agree." At this point, Ronan admits that she lied to the viewers, and if you are not willing to keep watching, you should think of your three favorite things. The monk revealed that the incantation is not a blessing, but rather is a curse of sharing. Reciting it means that you wish to share in the curse and offer up your name. The symbol shown is a spell for diffusing the curse onto strangers, and the more people that bear the curse, the more diluted it becomes. The more you look into it, however, the heavier the curse becomes, with the face of Mother Buddha being the heart of it. That's why the villagers cover it up and never look at it, sealing the tunnel as best as they can. The camera then turns to show that the person interviewing the monk here is not Ming, but rather Ronan, when she was pregnant. Ronan admits to her scheme then, that she plans to show Mother Buddha's face to everyone watching in order to spread the curse as much as possible, diluting it enough that hopefully it will spare Dodo. She proceeds to blindfold herself and states that she really wishes Dodo wasn't her child, as she is not a good mother, but hopes that she can open her eyes one day and be happy. She then removes the veil from the statue, revealing it to be a gaping, horrific hole, and she immediately drops the camera and begins smashing her head into the altar. Footage then shows Dodo, alive and happy, telling a story to someone else. So, the footage we've been seeing has actually been cursed footage this entire time. Part of that is due to becoming aware of Mother Buddha and the curse, and of course, much more majorly, seeing Mother Buddha's face at the end. Ronan was aware of the curse for years, but was spared from misfortune because Mother Buddha liked Dodo, likely wanting her to be a sacrifice like the young girl in the village. Dodo is afflicted with the curse in a major way, despite not knowing anything about Mother Buddha, because Ronan was told to offer up Dodo's name in the village, but never did so. She met with the monk shortly after her encounter in the village, and thus knew the entire time what the incantation actually was. In a sense, then, Ronan is the villain of the film, purposefully spreading the curse to others in order to save her daughter. But it's hard to blame her, especially considering how she ended up and that it seemed to have worked out. Incantation is definitely a pretty creepy film, especially for viewers that buy into the idea of curses, since it isn't shy about repeating the incantation over and over, and Ronan encourages viewers to repeat it with her. Fortunately, we can take comfort in knowing that it's just a movie, but if it were real, at least I've done my part to propagate the curse even more.